Surveillance video shows a former Bethel City police officer repeatedly slamming a man into the ground in the parking lot of a grocery store during an arrest last summer. The man eventually pleaded guilty to harassing the officer, but with the new evidence, an attorney is trying to bring the case back to court. KYUK's Daisha Eaton has more.
The camera's far away, and the video has no sound, but it shows a uniformed police officer repeatedly picking up and dropping a man to the ground in the parking lot of the Alaska Commercial Company store. A few people pause to watch the event unfold. The officer picks the man up and slams him down at least 9 times. Nobody intervenes, including the other officer at the scene. According to the video and police documents, the incident took place on July 12, 2014, just after 9 a.m. A witness, Linda Green, a professor doing research in the area, reported what she saw to police and to the city of Bethel, but got no response. So she went to the media. From her home in Arizona, Green says she's relieved the video has come out to corroborate her reports.
I'm particularly glad because it hopefully will lead to some consequences for this kind of behavior.
The officer was later identified as Andrew Reed. KYUK requested a copy of the video from the Bethel Police Department on March 13th, about the same time that attorney Sean Brown, who represents the man being arrested, did.
I'm glad to have finally obtained the video for Mr. Gregory, and it reveals clearly what witnesses had told us had happened that day.
The video was recorded as surveillance for the Alaska Commercial Store. A police officer verbally denied KYUK's request for the video, but the department never sent a formal denial. Brown says the video should have been turned over to the Bethel District Attorney's Office.
I think it is upsetting and disturbing that even as of last week, I received written confirmation that the Bethel Police Department had never turned this video over to the district attorney's office so that the officer himself could be investigated by the district attorney's office, or so that charges could be considered against the officer for the actions he took against Mr. Gregory that day.
Derek Reimer is a spokesperson for the Northwest Company. When asked about the chain of events regarding the handling of the surveillance video, he said,
"The Northwest Company has cooperated with the local law enforcement as they requested, and we're hopeful that the issue can be resolved by them."
However, an email from an attorney for the company obtained by KYUK says the store manager provided the police chief with a hard drive containing the video. The email says when the manager requested the return of the hard drive from Bethel Police, the video had been deleted. The manager took the hard drive to someone in Bethel who was able to restore the video. It was then turned over to the attorney who shared it with KYUK. The police record differs from the video and witness accounts. A report says there was no call for police help, but Officer Reed on July 12th responded because he observed Gregory, a, quote, Indian male, at 9:18 a.m. as, quote, clearly intoxicated. The report says that Gregory made verbal threats to Reed and challenged him to a fight. The report says Reed was afraid that Gregory might be grabbing for a weapon. In an affidavit, Officer Reed says he, quote, kindly tried to assist Gregory into my cruiser for protective custody when he pulled away, end quote. The report says Reed then transported Gregory to the hospital, where he was medically cleared and says he didn't have any injuries other than a cut to his face. But a transcript from the initial court hearing quotes an Alaska State Trooper saying Gregory was at the hospital because of a dislocated shoulder and a possible broken collarbone. Charges against Gregory of disorderly conduct and resisting arrest were dropped in exchange for him pleading guilty to harassing Reed. Brown, the attorney for Gregory, is pursuing a motion to withdraw the plea because of the new video evidence. The city of Bethel and the Bethel Police Department referred KYUK to their attorney, Bill Ingoldson, who said he couldn't comment because of ongoing personnel action involving Reed and possible litigation. Officer Reed was fired from his job at the Bethel Police Department last month. About the same time, a protective order was issued against him by a court in a domestic matter. He was hired in July 2012. In Bethel, I'm Daisha Eaton.
KYUK contacted Andrew Reed for this story, but he declined a recorded interview. To see the surveillance video, go to alaskapublic.org.